Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the first parak of Maseches Shkalim, parak Aleph Mishnah Vav, and parak Aleph Mishnah Zayin. The final two Mishnayos, parak Aleph of Maseches Shkalim, are going to discuss a small fee that was sometimes added to the obligation when one was giving a shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. This small fee was known as the kolbon. Now, this was needed because sometimes people paid with old coins that were worn away, and they did not have the correct weight of silver. The extra kolbon payment served to replace what was missing and make the shekel contribution complete. Says the Mishnah, Ve'elu shechayavin bekolbon, and these are the people who are obligated to pay the kolbon, again, the additional fee that was added to the shekel contribution. Levim v'yisraelim v'gerim v'avadim mishuchrarim. Levim, Yisraelim, converts and freed slaves, because they are obligated to give a shekel and are therefore required to add a kolbon as well in case the shekel is missing some silver. Aval, but says the Mishnah, Kohanim v'nashim v'avadim uketanim, but a kolbon payment is not required from Kohanim, who are still obligated in giving the machatzis hashekel, but they're not obligated in this extra fee. And then when it comes to women, non-Jewish slaves, or anyone under 20 years old, when they give shkalim, they do not have to give the kolbon, this additional fee, because they're not fully obligated in machatzis hashekel. Continuing in the Mishnah, as we discussed the halacha for someone who is obligated in shkalim, who gives a shekel on behalf of someone else who is not obligated to give. Says the Mishnah, Shokul al yidei kohen, al yidei isha, al yidei eved, al yidei katan, one who contributes a shekel on behalf of a kohen, on behalf of a woman, on behalf of a slave, on behalf of someone under 20 years old, Potter, he's exempt, he's not obligated from paying kolbon, since these people are not fully obligated in shkalim, and he's giving the shekel for them. However, if he were to contribute on behalf of someone who is obligated to give, then he certainly must add a kolbon on that person's behalf. Continuing in the Mishnah, as we read about a machlokes regarding how many kolbonos would be required when one gives a large coin to pay for both his shekel and the shekel of someone else, or the half shekel of someone else as well. Says the Mishnah, im shekel al yado val yad chaveru, if one contributed the shekel for himself and the half shekel for his friend on one single coin, so we give a sela, which again has two half shekels in it. Says the Mishnah, Tanakama says, Chayev v'kalbon echad, is obligated to pay only one chalbon, because even if the sela is missing some silver, the single individual kolbon is enough to make up the difference. Rabbi Meir omer, shnei kolbonos. Meir disagrees and says, no, that he must pay two kolbonos, because the kolbon is considered a part of the basic shekel requirement, and then you're paying for two people, you must pay two kolbonos as well. However, when do the Tanam agree that two kolbonos are required? Hanos in sela v'notel shekel. If a person gives a sela, which again is a two half shkalim, which is one full shekel, to the treasurer in the Beis HaMikdash, and he takes back one shekel in change, says the Mishnah, chayiv shnei kolbonos, he's obligated to pay two kolbonos, because there are two possible concerns when it comes to the accuracy of the coins. Number one, we have the standard concern that the sela may be missing some silver due to the wear and tear. And the second concern is that the shekel given as change may be slightly oversized, and the contributor may not take the extra silver from the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, according to everyone, two kolbonos will be required to address both of these concerns. Continuing now with Parak Aleph, Mishnah Zayin says the Mishnah, Ashokel al yidei ani, that if one contributes a shekel on behalf of a poor person, va'ayde shchinu, or on behalf of his neighbor, va'ayde ben iro, or on behalf of a member of his town, and in these cases he did not expect the individuals to repay him, rather he simply paid their shekel obligation as a matana, as a gift for them. Potter, says the Mishnah, he's going to be exempt. He's not going to be obligated in paying the kolbon, because he's not obligated to pay the shekel, and a kolbon is only required for a shekel payment that is actually mandatory. Continuing in the Mishnah, though, v'im hilvam, if he lent it to them, meaning he gave them, he paid the shekel obligation on behalf of them, but he did so as a loan, and he was going to expect them to repay him, then says the Mishnah Chayiv, then he is obligated to pay the kolbon, because we consider the shekel obligation one that is coming from these people, rather than an obligation that is coming directly from him. Continuing in the Mishnahs, now we discuss the question regarding brothers who are partners in their father's estate. And the question is, in their situation, are they going to be obligated in the kolbon? As well, are they going to be obligated in Maaser Behema, as we will see? Says the Mishnah, Ha'achin v'ha'shutvin. When regarding brothers who are partners in their father's estate, what's the halacha? Shechayavin b'kolbon, says the Mishnah, in a case in which they are obligated to pay the kolbon, meaning in a situation where they divided the estate of their father, and then they joined their amounts to their portions together, basically, in a partnership. So in that case, Peturin mi Maaser Behema, they are exempt from giving Maaser Behema, from separating every tenth animal and bringing that to the Beis HaMikdash. Halacha is that partners are not obligated to give Maaser Behema, as the as Rashi points out in Sefer Shemos. But in the case, says the Mishnah, in which brothers who share in their father's estate are obligated to give Maaser Behema, meaning to say, where they have not yet divided up their father's estate, and therefore it's owned by one person, and therefore they're obligated in Maaser Behema, then in that case as well, Peturin though, min ha-kalbon, they are exempt from paying a kalbon, because the Torah considers the estate to be like the property of the father until it is divided, and therefore it's the property of the father, so it's obligated in Maaser Behema, but it's going to be putter from the kalbon, because when they give their shkalim from the estate, it is as if the father is giving his money for their obligation, and as the Mishnah taught earlier, a kalbon is not required in such a case, as we learned. Finishing off the Mishnah, Vikama, who kalbon, and how much is this extra fee that we've been discussing? Ma'a kesef, according to Divrei Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, it is a ma'ah of silver, as the Tiferet Yisrael points out, that's the equivalent of 1/12 of a shekel. V'chachamim omrim chatzi, but the chum say it is half of a ma'ah, which is approximately 1/24 of a shekel. And as the Bartonora points out, the halacha is like the chachamim in this regard. Have a great day.